Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Zurian, and this is the Zurian Show. Normally, we wouldn't do a show this late, but today I want to cover something that I think is very important to everybody, and that's whether or not you guys want to actually go out there and hit a financial home run, or you're happy doing what you're presently doing. You're happy getting up in the morning, dealing with traffic, dealing with people that you may not care for, dealing with a position or doing a job that you may not care for and may not be stimulating you, not only stimulating you enough financially to where you're not living from paycheck to paycheck, but also stimulating you enough to where you enjoy going to work. You enjoy what you do. It's not a drag or a routine that you'd rather do without. So, this is going to be a relatively short show. However, I think it's going to be a show that could change most of the people that listen to it and take it seriously's lives, and change their lives in a positive, moving forward, definite way that will be worth it. And when I say worth it, I mean worth it in a financial means, or make in a financial way, a way that may be able to make it so that you can do the things that you truly dream of and do the things that you truly want to do with your life and the rest of and your future and the rest of your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a very poor economic time, and that particular time is only going to get worse. I'm not going to get into the semantics or the history of how this whole thing started. All I can tell you is that no one president that's been in reign for any one term has done this damage. This is a damage that we did because we had a whole lot of people giving us a whole lot of advice that was basically worthless. And that worthless information put us in the financial situation that we're in today as a country, as a nation, and in some ways as a world. The economical travesty that we're presently experiencing isn't just happening in the United States. It's happening throughout the world. We as Americans feel it. We feel it in our gas pockets. We feel it in the prices that we're paying for different items, even in our grocery stores, and the other things that are raising on us on a regular basis. So, I think that this is a show that everybody needs to really listen to. They need to take very seriously, and at the end of this show, they need to take action and do something to move forward to change their financial situation and their financial lives. Again, in this world today, we need to take advantage of what we need to take advantage of to move forward. And I don't mean take advantage of each other. We can work together as a team, and we can create great wealth for ourselves and those we care about. Somebody once said to me, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Unfortunately, those of us that do have aren't necessarily sharing it with those of us that don't have. So at this point, it's time for you to take the bull by the horns and change the course of how things are going. You know, Donald Trump once said, in selling, you must never appear desperate. As soon as you look desperate, it's over. Well, there's a whole lot of people looking desperate, and there's a whole lot of people working two and three jobs just to make ends meet, and there's a whole lot of people educated and uneducated with degrees and without degrees that are not able to get employment at this time. So with that said, we need to find a neutral ground and a way that we can all do what we need to do and move forward. One of the keys and one of the most wealth-building instruments or areas in our nation and in our world that is constantly growing and constantly providing great wealth for many people is technology. and the use of technology. If you get out there and you look at marketing, if you look at the price that someone pays just to get your eyes and your ears looking at their television during a Super Bowl, that one-minute segment could cost them millions of dollars. What a lot of advertisers are doing, marketers, salespeople, mom and pops, all of the above, are realizing that it's costing them more money to get their point across. It's costing them more money to get buyers back into their stores, back into their shops, buying the stuff that they need them to buy. Well, anybody that's smart and anybody that's a true marketer knows that it's not that you want to get that person in the door, you want to get them again and again and again. You want to get them to come into your store to buy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 things, and you want them to do this on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about you taking the bull by the horns and you becoming that middleman, you becoming that person that provides a service for a customer and a customer that is going to love you for providing him that service while saving them a great deal of money and saving them a great deal of effort while taking a lot of the hustle and bustle out of what it is that they do on a regular basis and also what they have to do to get their point across. So, with all that said, what I want you to do is think about what's being said, look at the post that you read, go back to the website that's at the bottom of this particular show, and take action. Take action not only for yourself, take action for your loved ones, take action for the people that you care about. You cannot afford to blow this chance. And on this particular one, right now we're in the month of July. In the month of July, if you truly go out there and you truly work, and again, there is work required. However, most of us have been working really hard for a really long time, mostly ever since we were old enough to work. Some of us a little longer because we started when we were kids. Some of us a little later. Doesn't matter. We've been working and working and working and busting our butts, and we're not getting any richer. We're not getting becoming wealthy. We're not getting the fulfillment that we want. We're not getting the joy or the pleasure out of the things that we want to do. What is it? 90% of the people that go to college, when they come out of college, they are not doing what they went to college for. Okay, some of those people don't really want to do what they went to college for, and they realize that after they got out of college. However, a lot of those people do want to do what they went to school for, but they cannot find jobs. All right, at one time, let's be honest, you had to have a degree. Then, of course, there weren't enough degree carriers, so then you had to have some type of certification. Then they realized that the people that had certification knew how to do a certain thing, but then there was too many of them. So now they said, okay, you need the certification and a degree. Now you need the certification, a degree, a friend who can shake your hand and say, hey, I'm Bob, and I know Bob, and I'm part of the good old boy network and whatever, whatever, or the good old girl network, or I went to such and such college and have a degree and blah, 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 and I was in the what's a sorority or society or what have you, or alum. It's beginning to be too complicated. All right, the roads are getting backed up. I'm here now in the Washington, D.C. area. Traffic, for anybody that's also from this area or any major metropolitan area knows, traffic is horrendous. Let's beat the system. Let's beat the system by working with it. Let's be the first to get into a market and get into an area where we can capitalize and we can basically write our own tickets. Let's not wait for another AOL or another Facebook to pass us by and we haven't done what we needed to do to make sure that we're going to get our piece of the pie. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we need to get up, we need to wake up, and we need to do what we need to do. All right? On the site, or excuse me, on the posting for this particular show, I've quoted three speakers. One is Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins says, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to continue to get the same results that you've been getting. For most of us, that is not acceptable. For most of you, that is not acceptable. Life is a reality. Let's live in the real world and let's move forward and do the things that we need to do. In order for us to do that, we have to have a positive outlook and we need to take action. This is a call to action. This show is a call to action. Again, listen to it, think about what's being said, and let's do something. Let's make our lives dynamic. Let's not make our lives a cold call, so to speak. Let's not just throw the marbles in the wind, all right? You're playing the lottery. Guess what? Your chances of winning the lottery are a few million to one, and most people don't win. That's why people keep playing the lottery. Like someone said once before, if everybody was doing it or being a success at it, it wouldn't be news. Don't think that you're going to put a dollar into some machine and come up with a multi-million dollar hitting number. Okay, here's the other bad statistic about the lottery. Most people that win the lottery for millions of dollars are broker than they were before they hit the lottery within 5 years. Okay, you may have lived like a king or a prince or a princess in the time that you were making yourself broke, but now you're still broke. Let's go ahead, do the things we need to do. Let's get some financial education. Let's get some financial weight. Let's diversify ourselves, but diversify ourselves with real assets, not some paper make-believe asset, and let's move on to do what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the midst of a mobile revolution. Let's take advantage of that mobile revolution. Again, let's get your piece of the pie. All right? Like someone said before, money isn't everything. But let me tell you now, it ranks right up there with oxygen. I believe that was Brian Tracy that said that. Anyway, we're talking about something that doesn't care whether you're male, whether you're female, whether you've got a degree or whether you don't have a degree. All you need is some people skills, and in some cases, all you need to do is point somebody in the right direction and let them make their own decision from there. This is the tool in which you can do that. The only thing that you need to do is get the item in front of as many people as you can and move forward and push it the best you can. All right, that person that does the best job can even win a trip to Fiji. Don't know if you've ever been to Fiji, but that's the place to go for an all-expense-paid trip. Again, if you're wasting your time watching TV, you're getting nowhere. Let's waste our time doing something that's going to be positive and it's going to move us forward in our lives. All right, I'm going to give you that site since you're on the call. But again, the site is www.izig.com/zsuccess. Again, that's www.izig.com/zsuccess. Go on the site, watch the three videos, see if you believe, like I believe, that this is a very revolutionary and very positive tool that we, as in you and I, can both use to win at this game that we call life, to win this financial war that we're having with everything that's going on, to be successful, to provide for our families, for our children, and our families' families, so that we can then become more diversified financially and grow ourselves, not only financially, but mentally and spiritually, by having the time to do the things that we truly want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian, and this is the Zurian Show. I want to thank you very much for your time and your patience, and for all of those that listen to this, take advantage of this great opportunity. Take advantage of it because it's real. There aren't too many things out there that's real nowadays. Most things are smoke and mirrors. This is not smoke and mirrors. Okay? I'm going to be with you for a while. Hit me with some feedback if you have any questions about anything that I've said today. Thank you, everybody, and you guys have a... Again, this is Zurian, and today is now. Let's make it happen, people. Let's live our dreams. Let's grow to become the people that we can become, and let's stop being the sad shadows of what we could be by being all we can be. Thank you very much, and have a great day. Farewell.